Correction. This story has been updated from a previous version to correct the percentage of Collingwood OPP calls for service to the Collingwood Library and Pine Street Transit Terminal. About 0.0038% of Collingwood OPP calls for service in 2022 were to those two locations. Collingwood today apologizes for the error. Taking a page from the books of their neighboring municipalities, Collingwood is considering a buffet of safety options to keep some of their public spaces safer for everyone. During the July 6 meeting of the Collingwood Police Services Board, Collingwood OPP Detachment Commander Inspe. Loris Lickerson provided members with an update on safety concerns at the Collingwood Public Library and Pine Street Bus Terminal. Lickerson said 0.0038% of all Collingwood OPP calls for service in 2022 were to those two locations. While Collingwood OPP has provided support to both locations through focused patrols, Lickerson said the solution to ongoing concerns could fall outside the jurisdiction of the OPP, particularly at the library. Many libraries are dealing with the same issues, he said. There is not necessarily a policing solution to this. He pointed to alternate security and outreach programs implemented at the Midland Public Library and the Orillia Public Library as examples Collingwood should consider. At the Orillia Public Library, Orillia Council voted last year to hire an outreach worker tasked with assisting patrons experiencing homelessness, mental health and addiction issues and connected them with local social services. 9 months into the program, the library has seen a dramatic drop in concerning incidents at the branch. We should be looking at the results they're having to help guide an approach, said Lickerson. Earlier this year, following an overdose event, the Collingwood Library started a pilot project hiring security firm Chime Security from January to March to provide support to staff due to rising tensions in the public space related to patrons experiencing homelessness, mental health and addiction issues. Chime Security had already been procured by the town to provide additional security at the Pine Street bus terminal. When there is security on scene, incidents are reduced. That goes without question, he said. We don't have the staff or resources to post officers at the library, as a permanent, ongoing presence with the call volume we have. Chief Administrative Officer Sonia Skinner noted the gravity of the decision on a path forward. I think this is a really important turning point for the community in how we address the options, said Sow Sonia Skinner. There's a path with outreach and supports, and there's a path with security and monitoring. It's not an either-or, however. It is a big decision on the path the community would like to take and how we fund that path, said Skinner.